Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae has put millions back into the hands of Mississippi citizens, expanding the state's affordable college and career savings program and also returning record amounts of unclaimed money. Check out how Treasurer David McRae's office can help you, your business, or your organization. Treasury.ms.gov.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it. Whoa!
Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Mills Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. I'm going to be here until 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise about taking care of your house and how to do those things. And maybe you have questions about that that you'd like to ask us. Do so. Our call-in line is 888-808-8637. Our text line is 601-879-4395. We're going to start today a little different than what we usually do. Atlas Foundation, Tony Arpino is going to be with us, and we're going to talk a little bit about what Atlas Foundation is all about. Tony, are you there this morning?
Oh, yes, I am on this pretty day.
Yeah, it is. After the weekend we've had, this is a great day. I mean, I live in a town where there's nothing but trees on the roads, and there's some roads you can't even get through at this point in time. So we get hit pretty hard. But how about you? You doing okay?
Doing fine.
All right.
You remember my focus with your Garden Mama listeners, while they're still listening in on your great show, is trees. As you know, by the Atlas Foundation Repair, we don't drive on the grass.
Right.
And we don't have to take down fences or gates because we hand carry, even though we're going down what I call bridge builder depths.
Right.
And most folks, I took a seminar under some Texas A&M engineers, and we talked about was trees. And the second and third most that drink the most water are tallows and willows.
Wow.
You'd think if I'm a structural engineer, you'd think we'd be talking something pretty scientific, and spent the whole day talking about which trees have which influence, and so on foundations. And but Buddy, as you know, I mailed you a picture last week.
Correct.
About where you actually saw a failed repair,
right,
and the material that was made of up under a Ridgewood Road property.
Right.
And what I was trying to talk to you once before about them, without getting too much in engineering, two of my supports were 8 feet apart.
Correct.
And one support went in the ground, very, very soft ground, but 8 feet horizontally from it, 8 feet horizontally, as I'm reading the gauges with the crew, we're thinking we're actually landing on a previous concrete repair, because the gauges were, I'm going to say it this way, from even though they're 8 feet apart, they were eight times harder ground, eight feet from each other.
Wow.
And there was a group of pine trees, let's say 25 feet from the side of the property, side of the home. And that had just dried those soils out so much that I'm sitting there with the crew, and we're all kind of watching it, because we're getting what we consider the strength of concrete in nature until we broke through several feet down. But the surface soils were so super hard, and you're supposed to say, well, if they're so super hard, Tony, why did the house sink? Okay.
Yeah, really. I mean, you're talking about some super hard soil, but you even had to go through that super hard soil to get to
right
to a bridge depth, did you?
Yeah,
not?
And I reminded the crew, that's why a lot of repairs fail, because they cannot get through those tough soils on the surface.
Right.
And so we're not saying that they can't lift the house. Like in this case, the house was lifted before, but then the house weight, the single story, pushed the repair in the ground.
Yeah.
And that's old hat to us, but the public has trouble visualizing that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's the hardest thing to sell that there is. I mean, I've been involved in getting people to understand certain things, and one of the things that you probably have dealt with, even though your company doesn't deal with crawl space foundations, Josh Quick and Crawl Space Mid South Crawl Space Foundations has really brought that. The change in that to the attention of the people. And I think the same thing needs to happen in slab foundations. People need to understand how devastating trees can be to your foundation, and also that tree roots are just about as big as a darn tree.
Well, they really are, and a lot of times most of the time they'll turn before they go under the house. In this case, we actually saw some go under the house, and then we were able to move our supports around to miss some of them,
right?
But and chop some out. But and for the Garden Mama listeners, I'm always asking, are crepe myrtles a tree or a plant? You know, it's like sometimes they're pretty serious,
yeah,
places
really.
Near the corners of people's brick homes. And
yeah, I've got one in my house I want to tear down, cut down, get rid of.
But remember, folks, that this is all hand-carried, and we're trying to do good engineering work, as I call it, without driving on the lawn, without equipment being driven on your lawn or your driveway. Sometimes people forget that these driveways aren't meant to carry serious loads.
Right.
They're just 4 inches thick.
Yeah, and when a cement truck or big old dump truck starts driving on your driveway, it could create some problems.
Yeah. Yeah, and I tell people, why are the concrete trucks so big? And yeah, why are the tires so big on these concrete trucks? You know, so it's, and by the way, let me give you the 800 number.
Yeah, please do.
Operators are standing by. 800-256-1010. 800-256-1010. And if I ever visit with folks, I can give them my Google address so they can Google my TV commercial. But and then I can give a within reason a phone a free phone estimate if they can say, you know, this corner is 16 feet this way and 12 feet this way,
right?
And is a single story, two story style of construction. Usually I can get pretty close depending on the different soil areas in different parts of the state.
Sure. So it's worth making that call to 800-256-1010, because Tony can look at the not only your text or your call, but you can send him pictures and he can look at that as well. And he may be able to make a determination just from that. So it's very useful to have that number on board.
And this is a factory backup. This is from backed up from a $1 billion company that manufactures for the electric companies coast to coast. So it's a real factory.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think Atlas Foundation does it better than anybody and has for many years and also has been a sponsor on this program for a long, long time. And Tony, I just hope you get, I hope your phone just jumps off the hook.
And buddy, on a aside from foundations for a minute, I saw something on the Weather Channel that intrigued me that you and Garden Mama might talk about.
Sure.
There's a Maryland professor talking about cicadas, and he's basically saying that I was looking at the map of Mississippi when he was doing his national map. Along I-20, it seemed to be going to be a serious impact whenever that happens. He calls them 13-year-old to 17-year-old teenagers.
And trouble.
So if you need to get you and Lance looking that up, and it intrigued me, and I said, oh, because it was right along I-20, and yeah. And so I don't know if they're after a certain species of tree or where they burrow, but, you know.
Well, I only live a few miles from I-20, and I haven't seen or heard them yet, so.
Well, he says it's supposed to be the worst outbreak nationally since 1803, so.
Golly.
So if you,
they're coming.
You need to do some research on that, you and Garden Mama.
Really. Well, Tony, I appreciate the time you spend with us and telling us a little bit about Atlas Foundation and what's going on with them, and I hope that you get plenty of calls. People need to know. I believe it's one of the best slab foundation companies in the country. And I don't mean installation of slabs. I mean taking care of a slab that's maybe in disrepair or maybe needs some attention. You call 800-256-1010. That's Atlas Foundation. Tony, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me, buddy.
All right. Have a great day. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. And yes, they do a wonderful job, and there's nobody you can call that would do better than Tony Arpino and Atlas Foundation, because he doesn't want to just make it look good and stay that way as long as, you know, he's on site. He wants to fix it correctly, and that's what he'll do, and that's what he'll make sure he does all of the time. Fix it correctly. So Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation, great company. All right, Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi, and a lot of things going on today at the Build Mississippi Studios. I guess a lot of people are aware that a storm came through a couple of days ago. I think it was Thursday night. Yes, it was Thursday night, and this seems like the worst of it came up I-20, basically, right up I-20. And like I said, my house isn't far from I-20. So really, my little town got hit pretty hard. I live in the town, city of Pearl, and there are still streets blocked. There's still people without power. Now, I was without power from 10 o'clock in the evening until 5 o'clock yesterday evening, and I had no power. My internet was gone. Everything was gone. I couldn't do a thing. But I had a good day anyway. I was very fortunate that no damage occurred at my property. A lot of leaves, a lot of trim, a lot of falling branches and stuff. But boy, there's been not very far from me. There's trees that have fallen on houses. There's, matter of fact, there was a tree that has blocked many a road. There's, I think, Fox Hall Road is blocked at this time. And we're not the only city in the state of Mississippi that has suffered some damage due to storms this season. But it's, I guess when it gets closer to home, you talk about it more. At least I do. But at any rate, I know a lot of people have suffered a great many storms this year, and there's still a lot to come. It's early in the season yet. So we're due to see the hurricane, and that's just not a fun event whatsoever, and we're due to have plenty of storms come our way. It is springtime. It's supposed to be, you know, wet and stormy, and that's what we expect to get from time to time. But I think in the next couple of days it's going to be kind of cooler. I'm not going to say cool. We've been looking at the 90s during the day, but again, we're supposed to get into some rain early in the week, so see what happens with the weather. Who could predict the weather? Nobody can. I want to talk a little bit about T-astricals, and I've done this before, but I think it's important that people understand that T-astricals are part of a twin door. And let's talk about exterior doors. They're also used inside, but most times you'll find a T-astricle on a twin exterior door, whether it's opening in or opening out. That really does not matter. The T-astricle itself will be secured securely to one door and actually be the actual catch, the actual stop of the door that actually closes, and that's what the T-astricle is all about. Sometimes those T-astricles start decaying from the bottom up, and if that's all that's wrong with your door, you may need a new T-astricle. That can be had. T-astricles, not the easiest thing to get a hold of, for sure, and there are many types available. You can get into a metal T-astricle, which is kind of rare. They're not as popular as the wooden ones. The wooden prime ones with the weather strip already in it are the ones that get more play than anything else. Most everybody has a wooden T-astricle that's been painted. And down at the bottom, there's a little head and foot bolt cut out for it with a head and foot bolt installed. And at the top, a head and foot bolt is also installed, and they're cut out for those. Now, if yours is solid wood and it's stained, it's important for you to try to figure out what type of wood that is. And the best thing that really you can do is take that testicle off and take it to a person who may have be able to get you testicles. That would be like, I think Pearl River in Pearl can do that. Pearl River Millwork in Pearl can do that for you, can get you a testicle, including 8-foot testicles out of Spanish cedar or cypress or whatever it is that your whatever species your door is made out of, so that your staining will look pretty much the same. But testicles really, really do a good job. And it should be noted that when a new one is applied, there's a little lip on the outside of the door where the testicle actually touches the door. Well, that area needs to be sealed so that no moisture can get underneath the testicle, and it's sealed with caulking compound. Now, if you're using a stained door, you want to use a caulking compound that's pretty much the same color. I mean, they make a bronze, they make a brown, they make a tan, they make acrylic latex caulking comes in all sorts of colors. So you can pretty much match the color pretty well. But testicles, a lot of people just think that because the testicle is gone, their door may be shot, and you know, that's all there is to it. We need a new door unit. That's not necessarily true. You can get a testicle just replaced, and there are a number of, any remodeling company would come and look at it and do that and say, you need a new testicle, we will find you one. And there are many places to get them. But unfortunately, John Q. Public doesn't know a lot about where they're available. They are available, though, and somebody who is in the trade, so to speak, will know where they are, how to get them, and what to do when they get them, and how to put them on. Some are left and right, but most times all you need to do is turn it upside down, because the head and foot bolt are about the same in those. So when you turn it upside down, it can be left or right-handed, just by flip-flopping it. So they're kind of, in a sense, they're universal. But testicles really can make a difference in making your door close the way it should close. It can make a big difference in that. So check that out. You'd be happy you did. All right, we've got Josh Quick with Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions coming up. I'm going to talk to us a little while about what's going on with Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. My name is Buddy Slowick at the Build Mississippi Studios here on Super Talk. Don't go away.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Every child of a parent with Huntington's disease has a 50-50 chance of inheriting the Huntington's disease, which is described as having ALS, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's simultaneously. Join us in the fight against Huntington's disease at the 3rd Annual Mississippi Team Hope Walk, Saturday, May 18th at 9 a.m. at Flowood Nature Park in Flowood. To learn more, visit hdsa.org/THWMS.
Hey, John.
Welcome back to Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy, and we're going to be here until 12. We've got on the phone with us from Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. Josh Quick is with us this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about what their business is all about. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, buddy, how we doing?
Man, so good. A beautiful day today, and just it's so nice to be out in that.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day today. I could take this kind of weather year-round.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, but it'd be nice, wouldn't it? But how does the weather affect what you do for a living?
Well, that is a good question, and in fact, days like today are not the best days for business because the humidity is actually bearable. It's those hot, humid days that we have so much of down here in Mississippi that actually is what fuels our business, because that humidity is what wreaks havoc in crawl spaces and conventional foundation homes. And so on those days that the humidity is really, really high, or during that wet season like we just came through in April, where it rains a lot and it saturates the ground, those are the things that cause problems in homes all across the South, and that's when our phone starts to ring a lot. And so we do tons of foundation repair on slab foundations this time of year when the rain starts. But then mid-July, when the humidity really starts to kick in, that's when the crawl space business really picks up, and we do lots and lots of crawl space encapsulations due to humidity problems.
Yeah, and the humidity problem can't be understated. People don't recognize or don't realize how devastating humidity really can be, and how it really, in a sense, it's an environment that we live in, but it's like it has its own little challenges.
It's incredible. The people that and I get it, right? They don't know, and they crawl under their house or whatever. They poke their head underneath their house, and it's dry.
Yeah,
the ground's dry, and so they automatically assume, well, then I don't have a problem. That they're not talking to me. I'm not a candidate for encapsulation because the ground's dry under my house. And what you don't understand is, it's not the water on the ground that's causing the problem. It's the moisture in the air and the humidity in the air that's getting soaked up into the wood and the structure of your home that causes mold and mildew that leads to wood rot. But it's also causing your hardwood floors to buckle. It's causing mold and mildew to grow. If you have a closet or a bathroom and you've got mold and mildew that constantly grows on the baseboard or the crown molding in there, that, or if your leather shoes or your leather coat, you open the closet and it has mildew all over it. It's not because there's something in your closet. It's because you got moisture coming in there, and mold and mildew grows on organic surfaces. And so leather is a prime candidate to grow mold and mildew in your closet, and that moisture is coming likely through your floor from the crawl space, and it's trapped in that closet because there's no HVAC vents or returns in there.
Yeah, I found one of my clothes closet, particularly, I have to keep the door open so that it does get some air circulating in there. Otherwise, that closet will start to smell a little musty with all sorts of clothes and shoes and whatnot.
We come across that all the time, where they're not getting a lot of circulation, and especially in closets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it grows mold and mildew profusely.
Yeah, unreal. What people need to understand is, you say like the ground can be dry, and the moisture is coming in by air underneath the house, and then that moisture in the air isn't going down into the soil, it's going up into the house, because that's the root of least resistance. That's where it wants to go, where the air is conditioned or the air is heated, or it's just different. It's better to go up than it is to go down. And that's where you get your moisture problem. And the solution is Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions does it all, encapsulates it.
That's right. Our encapsulation system is specifically designed to remedy the humidity problems in your conventional foundation home. What we do is we block off and seal up and try to make your crawl space as airtight as possible by covering the ground, sealing off of the vents, the foundation vents, and then we install an in-ground sump pump to control that groundwater seepage. and we install a commercial-grade dehumidifier that stays in your crawl space. It's part of the system, so it's not something that we come back and remove after a while. It's part of the system that stays there forever, but that allows us to pull the moisture out of the air, and it also allows us to pull any moisture that's already been absorbed by the wood. We can actually pull that moisture out of the wood and get it nice and dry so that it's not susceptible to that mold and mildew.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I mean, being dry and being clean under your crawl space is like, when people see that, they go, my word, I had no idea.
Well, you know, people a lot of times, and you heard it, and we've talked about it on here several times, where traditionally the thought process was that if I have moisture under my house, I need more vents, right? I need to add more air. I need to get more air circulation. And the problem is you can't dry a crawl space with wet air.
Right.
And in Mississippi, we have predominantly wet air. The humidity is always high here. And so to expect to add more vents or to prop a door open, or my favorite one is, well, I bought a box fan and I put some fans underneath my house to try to keep the air circulating. You're just circulating wet air. And so it's not actually helping the situation. And in fact, in many cases, it makes it worse, because now all of a sudden I'm force feeding wet air from outside underneath my house, and I'm expecting that wet air to dry things out for me, and it just doesn't work like that.
No, not at all. Not at all. And it's amazing. The technology that you use and the way you go about doing things is slowly becoming more and more people are beginning to understand that the reason that it should be that way and the reason that encapsulation is done. And with that understanding comes more work for you, I'm sure, because people understand how important it really is. A lot of these houses were just, I'm certainly not trying to knock any builder, because at the time that was a train of thought. Hey, that was the way you build a house.
It was the best practice.
It was really thought of as the best practice. And yet there's still some people that believe that, and they are slow to change and understand that, hey, it's time to step up to the times and encapsulate that server.
Man, it's unbelievable, really. The you mentioned the science and the technology, how far we've come in just in the last 10 years, right. You know, 10 or 12 years, sure, since I've been involved in this stuff, how far technology has come, and just the learning that we've acquired and been able to advance in how we can handle and protect homes today versus the way that we could 20 or 30 years ago.
Right.
And even in the building process, you mentioned that builders are coming along, and we get that a lot. New construction encapsulation is a thing, and builders that are building conventional foundation homes new are having us come in during the construction phase and install our system because they never want to get to that point to where moisture has become a problem. And they get it. They understand that humidity is the enemy.
Right.
It's not the crawl space, right? It's not the crawl space. It's the humidity. And so if we can remedy that, if we can get rid of the humidity up front, then you never have to worry about mold, mildew, wood rot, that kind of stuff.
You're way ahead of the game. Give us some phone number. How do we get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, there's a few different ways. You can find us online. Our website is mscrawlspace.com, MS like Mid-South. crawlspace.com. There's lots of information on there, before and after pictures. You can also, right from our website, schedule an appointment for us to come out and take a look if you want us to do an inspection of your crawlspace or your foundation. We do way more than crawlspaces. So even if you have a slab foundation and you're having foundation issues, you got cracks in your brick, give us a call. We can come out, do some inspection. We put a laser on it, and we'll get a grade and find out how much settlement your home has. But we install steel piers, both push piers and helical piers, for slab foundation homes. So you can do that online on our website, or you can call our office Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, at 601-898-0891, 898-0891. We got a friendly staff there that'll be able to answer any questions that you have, but most importantly, be able to get you on our calendar for us to come out and do an inspection of your home.
Right, that's really important. As we've been talking, we stream as well, and you can see, you can actually watch the show as well as listen to the show. Not only when it's live, but also recorded later. You can catch on demand or archives a little bit later. But we're showing before and after shots, a before crawl space that is looks like. I don't want to have crawl under a crawl space that has not been encapsulated. And then we're showing a picture up there of after you people have finished with what you intend to do down there. And it's just gorgeous. It's white and clean, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah. It's a drastic difference, and not only in the way that it looks and feels to crawl up underneath there, but even just your living conditions. I can tell you story after story of customers that we've had that have drastically improved their living conditions based on an encapsulated crawl space, whether it be because you have family members that suffer from allergies, or you just can never seem to get comfortable in your HVAC, your air conditioner's running all the time. An encapsulation system can remedy that, because the reason you're not comfortable is not because of the temperature, it's because of the humidity. And if we can get rid of the humidity, your HVAC doesn't have to work nearly as hard to keep your house cool and comfortable.
And the area that you and I are talking about is just full of humidity. Oh, yeah. Full.
The humidity is awful, and we haven't even gotten there yet.
No, that's true.
It's coming. You know, these nice days like today that we're talking about, it's such great weather, those are running out. There's not many more of those left before July and August hits, you know, and it's 108 outside and with a 98% humidity, and those days are what really, really cause a lot of problems underneath your house.
Right.
We want to be your first choice to remedy that. So give us a call and let us help you.
All right, good. And during the 100 and some odd degree temperature outside, it's really not fun to work on those crawl space foundations.
You know what? Our guys recognize that the work that they do is so valuable to our customers, and know there are some days that it's brutal to be out there, but
sure.
The end product is worth it, and the life change that we bring to our customers is enough value for us.
Well, that's great. Josh, I appreciate the time you spent with us. Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, great, great company. And I think you're responsible for making it grow as much as it has and making it as known to John Q. Public as they do through all the different ways in which you promote it, which is great. I think it's absolutely wonderful. So I think you're doing a great job, Josh. I really do.
Well, buddy, thanks for having us. I appreciate the way that you sing our praises, and just all contractors out there. I appreciate what you do for us. Thanks a lot.
All right. I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the sun. Get out there and dig it, because it's going to change.
That's right. It is. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. Yeah, they've been with us a long time. They do a great job, and really, he has his ducks in a row, believe me. People look at it, and they may do two or three things over the years to try to straighten their foundations out, their crawl space foundations, and just seems like nothing seemed to want to work. Well, crawl space encapsulation does work.
You know, and if you want to go check a great website that they do a wonderful job of documenting their work with pictures.
Sure.
And in this line of work, that's very, very handy to have.
Oh, yes.
Makes it a lot easier to go see before they even come to your house.
Right.
What that's going to look like before they even start working on it. You can go, okay, I see what this is going to look like. Because one after another, customers are getting the same results.
Right.
They're happy. They're satisfied.
They're happy.
There's a difference made. And this thing, like you said, looks like you could move into your crawl space.
Yeah, really.
I mean, it's a big difference. And trust me, go out to the website, Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions of Mississippi. Make sure you put that MS in there so you get the right region. But, man, let me tell you, there is plenty of testimonial evidence out there that these guys know exactly what they're doing, and Josh is the man.
Josh is the man, because he's not only created a company that does great work, but he also has been very careful about the people he has as employees that work for him that actually have a passion for what they do. They like really improving the quality of living for some people, and that's what they're for, and that's what they do. So, hey, I'm all for them. I think they do great. All right. We're coming up to a short break. We're going to take a short break. Be back in just a few minutes more of the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Don't you go away. Be right back in a few. It's the only
This is professional ball player and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. On the field, I've got to be ready for anything. And off the field, I've still got to be ready for anything. That's why I'm excited about Farm Bureau's new auto and life insurance discount. Two things I needed a great price for my friends at Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
I'm Jeff Good.
All right. What's he trying to say? Some kind of noise in there. This is Buddy Slowick here at Super Talk Mississippi, the Build Mississippi Studios. I just have to read this comment because it came over the text, and I feel obligated to do so. A comment very simple, and there's no name attached to it, that says, houses have done fine for hundreds of years without a plastic wrapping crawl space, without plastic wrapping in the crawl space. I would sure like to know that man's definition of fine, because they may have been fine for the time, but I believe today's solution by crawl space encapsulation is improving and making living in them a lot better and a lot easier and a lot more efficient. So I really do think that encapsulating is a better system. And for somebody who thinks that houses have been built for hundreds of years and have done just fine, needs to do some research into why encapsulation is so important. And but I do appreciate your comment, and love to hear pros or cons or whatever anybody may say about that. So whatever you have to say about that, hey, we want to hear it. All right, 888-808-8637. Go to the phones and talk to Megan. Hey, Megan, welcome to the Handyman Show.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So listen, with all the recent bad weather we've had,
yeah,
and, just the United States was just bombarded this past week with tornadoes and bad weather. So my question is this. With the changing climate that we've got,
sure,
and I'm not just being area specific for hurricanes and everything. I'm just talking about the nation in general. What
sure.
efforts do you know of that are being looked at for strengthening building codes to make them more resilient to tornadoes and that sort of thing?
I think that's a very good question. First off, I think building codes are lacking behind climate change a little bit. They're not keeping up with the elements, so to speak. And there's more happening to our houses because of climate change and not enough code to prevent that from taking place. But I do believe it's out there. The scientific ability to make our houses stronger and better and more efficient is already in place. We just do not use it. First thing I would suggest is, like, when you're building a new house, always use hurricane straps everywhere. And they are a code. It is in the code somewhere that you use in certain places, like to tie the roof to the sidewalls. But hurricane straps, as far as I'm concerned, go everywhere in the house, including tying to the house to the foundation, tying to the sidewalls together, tying the roof to the and that would make the house much stronger and much able to withstand foul weather. Now, the guest I had on previously also has a lot to do with the weather changing and the climate change, because there's so much humidity and so much rising that's really doing destruction to our house, that the solution to that is encapsulation. And it's an investment. It's worth making. Believe me, it's worth making. And on top of that, I think the building codes, the communities, the cities all need to look at the value of using ICFs. That's insulated concrete forms. Anybody that has a house built out of ICFs, insulated concrete forms, you say, well, that looks ridiculous. No, it doesn't, because what can happen is you can put any kind of siding on there or any kind of finish on the inside, yet you have concrete reinforced walls that'll give you such a strong house that you can withstand just about all the weather that comes your way, and it will help a great deal. What it won't really solve is the flooding situation.
Right. Can I say something?
Sure, please.
So, you know, you and I are aware of this, but I would say that the typical person, you know, is not aware, and they're not. I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be a little more costly, but in the long run, it's so worth it. But if building codes are not there that say automatically you will build to this standard, people are not going to do it. And I don't understand why there's not some governmental, you know, that's what, agencies are for, or to say, okay, here is the minimum threshold that you will meet when you build.
Right. But,
you know, the average person is not going to know that or do that.
That's true.
So where is the effort, the groundswell of government to say, if you are a builder, you will meet this threshold?
Well, being that codes are kind of not only statewide, but sometimes even community-wide or county-wide, they vary so much in different areas. In other words, the codes in Florida are a lot different than the codes up here in central or north Mississippi. But people are just slow to... Codes are about the last thing to change. Builders and people are what's going to make the difference as people become more aware of this, and they make the builders more aware of this, then all of a sudden it'll enter up into the code book sooner or later as being part of a code. But it starts with the people understanding, and then it goes right to the builders understanding. And right now, there are a number of builders who are building houses correctly and strong and will build a house to withstand all of the elements. And then there's just people that are just building houses and just going by the code book and not doing any more. And that's not building a house today's
day.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's just, you know, in the meantime, our insurance rates are just going up and up and up. You know, and so there's a direct correlation there. And, you know, people are saying, well, I can't afford my homeowner's insurance anymore. Well, there's a reason. You know, it's about spread risk. You know, the wildfires on the West Coast and the, you know, hurricanes on the coast or Florida, you know, we're sharing their risk.
Sure.
But their risk is rising. And, you know, they're building back. But, you know, it's like they, like the old saying says, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
Very well put. And that is exactly what's happening in a lot of places. You know, people are building the same that they just lost in a fire or lost in a foul weather or whatever. They're building the exact same property back again without the available instruments to build it stronger. And builders don't want to do that because it's spending to build, like, let's say a $300,000 house, but all of a sudden you want to make it weather resistant and weather tight and weather strong. You're probably going to end up spending $350,000 on it, a little more than you would normally, but it's still going to be, it's worth the investment. It really is, because it prepares you for the future.
Yes.
Megan, I enjoyed speaking to you. Very good questions and very good comments. We have to take a break right now and head out to the Fox News and whatnot. So enjoyed it very much, Megan. Talk to you next time. Call us anytime you want. You're listening to The Handyman Show, Super Talk Mississippi, Build More Mississippi. We'll be back with the music segment in just a moment.
Talk, your weather, and your sports all in one place. Supertalk.fm. Every show, every podcast, and every late-breaking story all in one place. Supertalk.fm.
For over 100 years, Mississippi Land Bank has been one of the premier lenders for land in the northern 32 counties of Mississippi. For more info, visit mslandbank.com.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi from the Build Mississippi Studios. There's a music segment. We're going to talk a little bit about music, and we deal a little bit in rock and roll and just kind of try to touch every genre of music that's out there. And we always try to do something just kind of a little different. And I thought we'd start today with a group called the Allman Brothers, who I'm sure there are many, many, many people out there who are very, very familiar with them and have seen them many times. They are basically, the Allman Brothers was started in Jacksonville, Florida in like 69. And Butch Trucks was their drummer. And his son is amazingly is Derek Trucks with Tedeschi and Trucks. It's his nephew. I'm sorry, it's his nephew. You were right about that. Matter of fact, Lance has been to see the Allman Brothers before, I understand. And tell us a little bit about a show. Well, enjoyable? Or?
You know, it's funny because I, over the years, in, through the 90s in college,
yeah,
in the 2000s, I was able to log a handful of shows, and you know, you would see them at certain festivals and things of that nature.
Sure.
And which the music scene then was very festival oriented.
Right.
You had the Memphis in May and all the different festivals in Birmingham and New Orleans, and so it was easy to Mobile. Jackson even had a good festival back in the day called Jubilee Jam.
Yes, it did.
Very, very solid. And so you would get a chance to see a lot of very good acts in that time. And you'd get that ticket. It was affordable.
Yeah.
And you'd go see three or four acts over, you know, 3 days. And inevitably, the Allman Brothers seemed to be always out and about. Saw them in Memphis a couple of times outdoors, and amazing, and just a lot of fun.
Just kind of like, it's their
environment. You know,
it's like something you didn't hear a whole lot of.
Well, and their environment, too, which is not a studio band. I mean, right. They've recorded some great studio stuff,
sure.
But they realized as they had terrible success in the first year or two of forming, their producer and road manager basically thought, there's no way these guys are going to catch on. But
yeah.
Because they worked so hard and they had such a tight bond with one another, and they played so many shows, like 300 a year, you know, I mean, they're on the road and playing. And they remind you of the Grateful Dead a lot and other tour bands that really didn't have great success early with the recordings. But it was because they were able to get out and play a unique show. Very kind of communal and hippie, and so all of that. And what was it, Oakley? You know, Barry was the big hippie out of the group. Just start really communal. Wanted them to buy a farm, and they never had any money though. You know, they started out in a van, then they finally got the Winnebago. But you know, that early formation, those years where they struggled, working as session musicians and failing at this and that, and really you hear that story so much about successful bands that have gone 50 years or 40 years playing music together, even with different acts, different lineups. They've been able to, you know, put out great product. And that's the Allman Brothers. Some people are extremely, you know, I have a good friend of mine that named his business after the Allman Brothers, Soulshine Pizza, and Chris.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Absolutely. He's a great harmonicist.
Yeah.
And so he was always been a big Allman Brothers fan. And then you had in the hills and Vicksburg, when they carved the highway through over there, they left the dirt mounds, but they were vertical walls of dirt stacked, and you were cutting through the hills of Vicksburg. And over there, back in the day when Duane died, they dug in the side of that a big message and says, "We will always love you, Duane." And it stayed there for many, many years.
Yes, I did. I had seen it before.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a great history to the Allman Brothers Band that goes far beyond them and their formation, really, in 69, a lot of the things that happened. I mean, I think that's what I eventually appreciated so much about them was how hard they worked to get to where they were. And then the tragedies that struck.
Amazing.
They all got addicted to something.
Yeah.
You know, and then you had the deaths of Duane and Oakley, and it just falling apart and getting back together, and then eventually in 82 falling apart again, and then getting back together in 89, and then really I think from 89 on, that's when I got to see them and appreciate them.
Mid-90s
and on.
How many great bands have actually fallen apart and regrouped and fallen apart and regrouped and finally regrouped and made it?
I mean, if you look at the list of guys that play, I mean, Duane Allman, Greg Allman, Dickie Betts, J-Mo, Barry Oakley, Butch Trux, Chuck Lavelle, Lamar Williams, that's just a name. If you Warren Haynes, I mean, you just keep going. Jimmy Herring, Derek Trux. I mean, Jimmy Herring's the guitarist for Widespread. Now,
sure.
I mean, there's just this fraternity. Well,
and I know some people that are just absolutely in love with Dickie Becks.
He's
passed us.
And I've loved some of the work that he's done as well, standing in as the lead. I mean, just an amazing band to me. That's what I have to say about the Allman Brothers. You could turn them on at any time and go, it's like putting on a comfortable pair of socks.
Yes.
And kicking your feet up. And, you know, it just, you're feeling good. The sun's shining on you.
Yeah.
They make you feel good.
Well,
let's put on
a couple of pair of socks and give them a listen.
Let's do it, bro.
All right. Jessica, the Allman Brothers. they're still playing today. Their children are playing a lot of the parts right now, and that's just a great, great addition to music in the world. I mean, they've really made a mark on the world, very much so. Well, a newcomer, what I'll call a newcomer, I may be wrong in saying that, but Billy Strings is a guitar player that's like second to none. He does a twist on bluegrass, and he's won many, many Grammys, and he's won all sorts of awards. And at 13 years of age, he left his family and because they were heavy into drugs and all sorts of things. And then as he got progressing and as an age, he got addicted to a whole bunch of different stuff. And finally, he got himself straight and started playing the Billy Strings that we all know and love so very, very well. And if we're not familiar with them, we should be. Billy Strings is just amazing. Did a song called Meet Me at the Creek, and it's just a great song, and it's Billy Strings. You need to give it a listen. We will right now. Guitar and has played with so many people. I have my YouTube at home set up to run it through a stereo sound, and I have Billy Strings played with everybody, and I have a lot of those him playing with Tommy Emmanuel and him playing with just so many people. He's so talented. He played with Joe Bonamassa. I mean, Billy Strings has been around, believe me, and when he takes over, even great guitar players sit back and look and go, whoa, this kid can play guitar, and he can play guitar. Never misses a note, and is like unbelievably good. Well, we're going to change gears a little bit and take this thing to a different level. Talk about David Sanborn. And David Sanborn is an incredible, incredible saxophone player. He's played for many, many years, has 8 gold albums and 6 Grammys, and did the theme. He wrote the theme for the old television show Taxi. I don't know if you remember that show or not, but that was David Sanborn wrote that. But he did an album with Bob Jones, who is a great piano player and has played many, many, many great venues and has played for many years. And both of them have great, incredible reputations, but they did an album together, and it's just tremendous. It's called More Than Friends. This is David Sanborn. Give a listen. keep on. David Sanborn, David and Bob James, great song. Another one's coming up is a group that's been around a long time. Booker T and the MGs have done so many great, great songs, and Booker T is a great producer, has produced many of artists, and they did a song called Time is Tight. They did so many songs, but this one really, I like it a lot. It stuck with me. Really sounds good. Let's listen to Time is Tight, Booker T and the MGs. MGs, man. That's like, let's make some breakfast and put that on and listen to it while you're frying the eggs and flipping the bacon and making the hash browns or whatever you're doing. That's breakfast making music had I ever heard it. Booker T and the MGs. Great, great stuff. Well, coming up next on The Outtake is a group that I've been to see a few times called Umphrey's McGee. And they do everything. They do everything. One thing they do have is one of the best light shows I've ever seen, even today, in today's technology, where there's so much great happening in the light show venue. But Umphrey's McGee has always spent a lot of money on doing a great, great light show. And then on top of that, they're incredible, just incredible musicians. Some of them are studied and went to Berklee School of Music and went to Chicago Music, and others are just naturals. Their guitar player is just a natural guitar player. He can just pick up the thing and just make it sing. Umphrey's and McGee, great, great group. Mostly they do instrumental stuff, and they add vocals to it from time to time, but they're really worth going to see. You talk about
South Bend, Indiana, too. I mean, there's not many bands out of South Bend, and these guys tear it up.
These guys tear up, and they've been around every part of the country. So let's listen to a little bit of Umphrey's and McGee, Bridgeless.
Star live Saturday, May 25th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. A night filled with all the hits.
Every little thing that you do, baby.
On sale now at pearlriverresort.com. Lone Star Saturday, May 25th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center.
No news.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Why choose?
That's Lance picking on his mandolin again.
Woo. I wish.
Sounds good, man. When would you learn how to play like that?
I stand in for Leftover Salmon at times. I wish. They're one of my favorite bands, Leftover Salmon. They play, you know, they bring so many people together. Those, if you've never listened to the Nashville sessions before,
right,
where they bring in everybody. Yep. I mean, it's just a who's who of amazing, you know, if you, it's like an all-star team.
Yeah,
and really, then they record it. And you're like, man, everything's awesome. It's just amazing.
A couple comments on our text line that we better get to. William from Cortland mentioned that Jessica, the song Jessica, was used by a television station in Memphis during the 70s and 80s as their theme song for the morning news. Landfill Management sent us that Eat a Peach was his favorite album, and he's sorry he didn't get to go see Dickie Betts, and he was on his way. He could have, didn't quite make it. And then some lady asked earlier, and I have not gotten to it yet, but I will get to it right now, and that is how to clean vinyl gutter. And that was a question she had. And I'm sorry it took so long to answer that, and I hope you're still out in radio land listening. If you're not, well, check it out later on during the week and pull it up on anywhere. You go to supertalk.fm or just pull up our Supertalk app and you can get us on many different venues. But in order to clean vinyl gutter, I assume you're talking about the vinyl gutter that is exposed, that we can actually see the actual frame of the gutter, not the inside of the gutter. The inside of the gutter is, you clean it the same way you clean anything else out, any other gutter out, just with a hose or air blower or whatever. But in order to clean that vinyl gutter on the outside, you can sort of make your own little cleaning spray out of vinegar, white vinegar, and make a solution of vinegar and also of Dawn, a dishwashing detergent, or something, or Simply Green, and put all this in a spray bottle, mix it up, and because you're just doing the gutter on the outside, I would assume, and the side that's exposed that you can see because it has so many stains and drips on it, you want to get rid of that. Well, this spray will actually do the trick. It will take a step ladder and some elbow grease. I don't know any magic that cleans this without elbow grease, but I think that would do the trick for you, and I hope that answers your question as well. Let's see, I think I've gotten to all the texts about that. I don't think I missed anything. Did you see anything I missed? I don't see something. Nah, there you go. All right, Handyman Show here at the Bill Mississippi Studios. Bill Mississippi, a great organization of people trying to help people. That's what Build Mississippi is all about. It's trying to take people and get them involved in the construction and industrial side of the business here in Mississippi, which is going to continually grow and always will grow. It's a great, great, great organization, Build Mississippi. They have training facilities. They talk about different trade schools. They talk to different high schools and statewide. And their whole goal in life is to make more Mississippians able to go to work at a very decent living and make a very good wage and a very good living and be proud of what they do. Build Mississippi, great organization. I'm proud to have them around here. I really am. Great. Build Mississippi, a great, great, great organization. All right. Well, we talked about how you would clean vinyl gutter, but I've noticed lately going in somebody's house that may have granite and or quartz countertops. The countertops look just fantastic, but when you start rubbing on them after about they've been down for about a year, you begin to find there's little areas that haven't gotten quite clean and haven't gotten clean quite right. And what's the story, folks? Well, what you need to do, you can go to almost any big box center or Revel hardware store and you find a product called Miracle Clean. And Miracle Clean makes all sorts of different type cleaners, but they make one specifically for granite and for quartz, and it does a great, great job, Miracle Clean. I mean, it does a lot better than a lot of the products that are out there. So I would recommend, you can even look up Miracle Clean on the computer, and it will tell you what's available and what sizes and where it's at, and it's good stuff. It really does the job. It's great for cleaning any kind of granite or marble countertop. It can really do a good job in doing just that. So check it out. It's worth looking up. Miracle Clean, good stuff. It really, really does the trick. Does it extremely well. All right. Well, we're learning more about how to treat wood and how to make wood better than Mother Nature. Oh, that's a trick, believe me. Try to do something better than Mother Nature. Mother Nature grows the trees, and we cut 2x4s, 2x6s, and 2x what? We cut all sorts of things out of these trees. And then some people take the 2x4s and 2x6s that really are below grade because they're warped and bent. They'll actually put them in a wood chipper and chip them up and then rebond them together with heavy pressure and a heavy bonding agent and create a product called Timber Strand, which is little flakes of lumber that have been epoxy pressured together to make perfectly straight 2x4s, but it's all lumber, basically, as is even the sheetrock paper that we have on the wall. The paper is a lumber product, so to speak. So lumber has a lot to do with the industry. I know a lot of people are concerned about the lumber that may have fallen on their house this week because it fell long before it was turned into 2x4s and 2x6s. It fell in the form of a 20-foot-wide oak tree and pulled up about a half acre of ground at the same time when it fell over, and it took out 17 power lines and your house too. Well, I'm sorry. I'm fortunate that didn't happen to me. It has happened to a lot of folks, but just be aware of that sort of thing. And any way you can, you know, build that house structurally stronger, or any way you can make it structurally stronger just as it stands, you'd be doing yourself a favor to do just that. Hey, tell you about Rebel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores around. When you talk to my friends at Rebel Ace, boy, they'll take care of business. They're open 6 days a week, and every Saturday they have specials at Rebel Ace Hardware. You can go there and you can find out what's going on this particular Saturday. I mean, we're heading towards Memorial Day, and believe me, they make a big deal out of Memorial Day. They will, and there'll be plenty of... Matter of fact, I may call them this week and find out what's going on so that we can talk about it next Saturday on the show. But Rebel Ace Hardware, good store. There's a power outdoor... A power center, outdoor equipment center, right next door. It's a Revel Power Outdoor Power Equipment Center with everything from Gravely to Steel to you name the type product, lawn care or light duty tractors. They've got it all. Revel Ace Hardware, including trailers in which you can buy everything you need right there, load it in a trailer, and carry it away all in the same day. Revel Ace Hardware. Really have their act together. Really do a good job. Proud to have them as sponsors of this Handyman Show. And hey, that, you know, go by and see my friends at Rebel Ace. You'd be happy you did. They really, really have a good thing going on. All right. Well, I have a friend that just had his garage door epoxy coated. And I've had many people ask me about this before. And my answer is always the same and always will be the same. I really believe at this point in time, the best floor you can get done is done by a professional who will come in there and not only remove all of the grease and oil, but will also take a machine with a diamond blade on it and kind of etch the concrete a little bit so that the epoxy will stick a lot better. And professionals have a way to do this that the do-it-yourselfers can't quite get to. Now, there is one particular do-it-yourself product that's better than the rest, but I still think you'd be better off to get a professional to come out and do it. And yes, it'll cost you more, but two, you'll be very pleased with the outcome. My friend is like ecstatic with the outcome of his. He says, I can finally park my Corvette in the garage. I said, oh, you poor guy, a Corvette, huh? It's a 94 Corvette, though, and he loves it, like, dearly. Like, you really like anybody who's got a 94 Corvette, they really want to like it and care about it. But epoxy floors are great in a garage because your moisture problem is gone. These are also, they're kind of a non-stick surface or a non-skid surface, if you will. They're kind of rough in a way where, not so rough that when you walk on barefoot it's going to hurt your toe, but you're not going to slip on them, and they're very, very well put together. And it's a good garage floor to have. Epoxy-coated garage floors. That's for people, by the way, who keep automobiles in their garage and not have their garage stacked with boxes and tools and open the garage door and all. Yeah, there's no place to walk because there's so much stuff in there. I don't think that's why garages were designed. But that's the way most of them are today. You open garage door, 10 garages, 6 of them are going to be full of junk and not be able to have a vehicle in them anywhere. Matter of fact, I opened one garage door and I was looking at all the stuff in there and going, my word, how does he do that? And he started showing me. We dug through, and down to the bottom of all of that trash sat a just about perfect 924 Porsche. I'm going, my word, you've got to be not right. Burying a car like that. Oh, well, that's what happens when people just do crazy things. Oh, hey, kitchen grease fires. Woo! A kitchen grease fire can cause a lot of damage, but it also can be controlled with a little bit of act quickly, remain calm, and take action. Anytime you have a grease fire on the stove, the first thing you need to do is get rid of the heating element, whether it's gas or electricity. Shut it off. Get rid of the heat. Then, it's really a good idea if we have one of those fire prevention blankets, like an asbestos-coated blanket that goes over this fire, will actually, that's almost as good around our house as a fire extinguisher, which I hope we have. But if you have a fire extinguisher, don't spray it on your grease that's burning on the stove, because it will actually spread it and actually spread it out a little further before it'll put it out. Best way to put it out is you shut off the heat and you cover it. If you don't have one of those fire blankets that can cover it and cover it safely, then cover it with a top. And when you put the top on, make sure you've got a mitt on your hand so that you don't get your hand hot and burned, and then just let it kind of fizzle out, and it will fizzle out, because the lack of air will make that thing just disappear, and you won't create many problems. Problems are created when grease fires start and people right away think the best thing to do is remove the pan from that fire, and they grab the pan by the handle and try to move it, and grease spills and causes more damage elsewhere and cause fires elsewhere and cause a lot of problems. So try not to move that as much as you can or at all, and put the fire out first. That's the very first thing you do. Yeah, get rid of that thing. And the best antidote is don't panic. I mean, don't panic. It's a situation that needs taken care of. Keep your head about you and take care of it. Take care of it. That's the way it needs to be done. Well, I've talked about this before also, the stress of remodeling or of building. There's a lot of stress involved in it, and some couples take this extremely well and enjoy the journey, and others take this as every day is a delay in their life for some reason or other, and it really, really kind of gets under their skin. Well, The stress of remodeling exists, and it's real. So you should think about it before you do any remodeling project. What is this going to do to me and my family? And how are we going to be affected by this remodeling project? Regardless of what it is, whether you're adding a bath or remodeling your kitchen or adding a driveway or whatever you might be doing, anything you do as far as remodeling and fixing up is going to create a certain amount of stress. And it may include shutting off the power from time to time or shutting off the plumbing from time to time. There are things that are really going to affect the way you live. So learn to enjoy the journey. Be prepared and learn to enjoy the journey of that stress, of that remodeling project, and you'll be happy you did when it's done. Hey, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at Super Talk. My name is Buddy, and right here at the Bill Mississippi Studios. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, here the show Saturdays at 1, right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Turkeys, whitetail, Grenada Lake crappie, or Gulfport redfish. We enjoy it all, especially when you're in camp with us on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner, weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi, and now on Amazon Alexa devices.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
I'm Jerry Lakel.
Makes you want to go, yeehaw. Well, I'm not going to go yeehaw. Welcome back to the Handyman Show right here at Bill Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. Question came in about cleaning white grout on a tile wall. How do you do that? It was the question. Well, there are a number of commercial sprays are available to do that. There's a ZEP makes a grout cleaner, which sprays on, wipes off, and does extremely well. A better one, I think, is Miracle Clean. Miracle Clean makes a foaming spray that actually sprays on there and wipes off, and Miracle Clean is probably the best one you can get. Now, if you have a notion to do this yourself, you can, if you're patient and have enough elbow grease, use a toothbrush and a formula made up with bleach, white vinegar, and water, and just kind of brush it in and let it sit there for a little while. The bleach will actually kill all the mildew and mold and actually turn it white again, and then rinse it just completely off, and it will really do the job for you. But it's more work than all these, the Zep Miracle Clean. It's more work than those products. Those products are just spray on and wipe off, and the first time is going to be the hardest because you've had the mildew and mold build up for a while. But if you use this Zep or Miracle Clean cleaner on a regular basis, you won't have that build up and you won't have that spray. I mean,
how water minerals and mildew and mold start is they'll start looking like orangey on the bottom of your or shower. They'll start building orangey towards up, and that orange is really part of what the mildew and mold starts to grow on. It's water minerals is what it is. And as you get that showing, clean it up. Clean it up as quickly as you can. It will do you a good job and do it right. That's just the way it should be done. It will help you many, many ways. Well, years ago, houses were built with master carpenters and common sense and as much technology was maybe available 100 years ago. Not nearly as much as there is today. Today, in building a home, technology is a big, big, big player in that. Whether it's from the original point of creating a set of plans to the actual building, what would be more structurally sound. A lot of these programs have engineering factored right into them so that when you ask for a set of plans, you'll get a structurally sound set of plans. Of course, there's nothing better than going to an engineer and having them actually do you or a plan drawer who is qualified as a house drawer, architect, a house drawing person can actually do a set of plans that is so accurate and so on the money. So I really think it's important that almost any project we do has a set of plans to go with it. And don't be afraid to use some of the technology that's available today, because technology is used in every aspect of today, whether you're placing an order or whether you're making a phone call on your smartphone, which, by the way, happens to be a computer, too. In most cases, you can pretty much learn what you need and everything you need to get right from your smartphone. It's right there from you. And you can actually hit on your smartphone and get inside a building material place and find out what shelf and where and how many of one particular product they may have. Smartphones have come a long way. So has technology in the past 100 years. It's moved so fast that we can barely keep up with it. And if we're not careful, it may take us over with AI. Can you imagine?
I've been using ChatGPT a little bit just to play around, and I'll ask it crazy questions. I'll say, like, what are the redundant agencies in the U.S. government?
Oh, my gosh.
How many employees does this agency have? I mean, it's really interesting because AI would be firing a lot of people. I mean, that's what I surmise from my research doing this and just kind of learning. Now, on the flip side, it does offer quite a bit of tangible shortcuts to your job.
Yes.
I mean, whatever your job may be, I guarantee you can find a shortcut that's going to speed up processes, going to make more efficiencies and all that.
Sure.
The risk with that, though, is that humans are flawed at people. You know, we're flawed beings, and we make lots of mistakes.
We buy too much.
Yeah, we're good at apologizing. And again, none of these are bad things. It makes us human.
Yeah, right.
But a machine ain't human. Even if we teach it to try to think human, that machine is going to think efficiently. It's going even the laws and rules, and it's like you say, have a plan. Well, AI plan, that can go wrong quick when they become sentient or they start thinking in a way that we maybe not quite understand. So, yeah, just I think be careful with it. Because
I believe it's a dangerous – I believe it's
a double-edged sword.
It is a double-edged
sword. Great opportunities, but at the same time, immense risks there.
It can be an amazingly dangerous tool as well.
Yeah, you turn over hiring and firing to those guys, and we'll all be sitting at the house wondering when our check's coming, you know.
I won't be Buddy. I'll be a machine, and that won't be Lance. That'll be a machine.
But I've already signed my contract, though, you know, with the machine. So, you know, whenever my time comes, they can turn me into a cyborg.
You can sit on top of your machine and watch it work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, they can just take my brain and put me on a machine, and I'm good.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Have you signed up to get your brain frozen already?
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I asked my dad one day. I said, look, if you could live forever, they could could pop your brain off and put it on like a, it looks like you cyborg machine, would you do it? He goes, man, yeah. You don't even have to ask me that.
Only if they put me next to Ted Williams.
Yeah, you need to have a can of, like, you know, whatever the oil is, you know, lifetime supply of Pennzoil or something to keep you working. But,
it's synthetic oil. It's synthetic,
you know, that's where they're going to get you, is your upkeep on your body. It's going to cost a fortune.
Oh, well, enough about the scariness of AI.
Well, you can have some fun with it, too. You know?
No, really. Let's have, and you're right. You can have fun with it. You can ask some serious questions. And it can be very, very, very helpful.
I haven't tried it with projects yet, but I'm really looking forward to recipes or projects, building projects, those types of things, because it does give you a logical layout.
Yeah, I haven't messed with it at all yet, so I've just
done the free side.
He's telling me,
sign up and we'll remember your questions. I don't want you to remember my questions.
Well, you sit in front of a computer a lot longer during the day than I do. I just end up...
I've been doing it on my phone, actually. So.
Oh, see, yeah. I'm one of those who don't have a computer on my phone. Isn't that amazing? People are going, what is wrong with you? Are you living in the 70s?
Hold off as long as you can is my theory on that.
Yeah.
If it's sight out of mind, don't worry about it.
It's like, I mean, when I get to my computer, it's enough for me to do, and it captures me for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and the phone will do the same, and I don't want that to be a part of my life at this point in time. So when you email me, it may take me a day to get back to you, because that's the way I am with a computer. But at any rate, but technology is being used a lot more today, and it is a whole lot more, and it is a building a better house in this day and age, and telling us where we should build and how we should build, and technology is being used. Matter of fact, a sign of the use of new technology would be crawl space encapsulation. That is technology used at its best right now today to make houses better than they were, because it does take a house and makes it better than it originally was built. And that's what technology does. Technology really has an effect on all that we do. Well, you spent a couple hours listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy. Be back each and every Saturday at 10 a.m. Tell your friends the handyman's on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. And we also, you can catch us during the week anytime, anywhere. Go to supertalk.fm or pull up our app at the Atmos Store and App Store, and you can get right to us. Hey, handyman, Buddy Slowick. Talk to you next week.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties, if it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you.
The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account.
It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the SuperTalk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. SuperTalk Mississippi.
SuperTalk Mississippi.
Your new home for the Ben Shapiro Show.
We don't hold back. We never shy away from telling you the truth.
The most electrifying national talk show on air today.
We have the most important guests and the biggest thinkers in America.
Ben Shapiro. Brutally breaking down the issues of the day.
From politics to pop culture, we take a look at all of it. So don't miss out.
Weeknights at 9.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to the Ben Shapiro Show.
On Super Talk Mississippi.
Experience the benefits of 3M window tinting firsthand with MGT Films. Both residential and business customers enjoy daytime privacy, reduced heat, glare, and harmful UV rays, all leading to increased comfort and energy efficiency. Protect your furniture and interior decor from fading with the high-quality 3M window films installed by local experts, MGT Films, ensuring superior performance and durability. Transform your space with the area's only 3M dealer, MGT Films. Call 601-707-5596 today to schedule your consultation.
It's Kubota Orange Days. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. And now, through June 30th, get 0% APR for 72 months or up to $2,300 off L2502 tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com.
Divini Equipment and Divini Rental and Supply. Serving you in Clinton and Madison. Stop, call, or click at DiviniEquipment.com.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.